Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
Just call the name Jesus.
Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. That's where the power is. Greater love have no man than this, than lay his life down for his friends. He's the source of everything you need. His name's above every other name. In majesty, he'll come again. So don't you worry, just call the name. Call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. Just call the name Jesus. 'Cause that's where the power is. Him alone, there's nothing he cannot fix for you. He came to die just to save your soul, so devil can not get a hold. So don't you worry, he's in control. Just call the name. Just call the name.
Did it all for me. Jesus did it all. Thank you. Because we have an accord that keeps us bold. Steadfast and sure, while the sea lost roar, we are passing.
Changing room, and my husband came and he was like, Odo, we pay a good in the pocket one. And I thought, okay, yeah, a few in Kunyaka Tebi. But this, what I am seeing here, this one,
And cry aloud.
Oh, my.
Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify the name of Jesus. Father, all we can say, all I can say this morning is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise your name, Almighty God. We honor you, oh God. You are God. There's no one greater than you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Jesus. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the Rose of Sharon. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. All praises, all glory, all honor goes to the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but he's good. He's good to me. He's good. He's good. He's good. Just by waking up morning. Right mind to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you for our children in the name of Jesus. We thank you for grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for spouses, husbands, and wives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for parents in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We bless your name. We thank you for this breath that we breathe that is yours, oh God. You breathed into man and made us living souls, oh God. We thank you for your breath, oh God, that we use to praise and worship you, oh God. Oh, Almighty God, without this breath, we will be dead. So, Lord, we thank you that you give us another day, another chance, Lord, to praise and worship you. Oh, God, to love others. Oh, God, as we love ourselves, to love you, God, of all our hearts, souls, and minds. We thank you that you give us another chance to forgive and be kind and caring and sensitive to others. We thank you, Lord. Father God, we could have died in our sleep. But you woke us up. We do not take that for granted, oh God. We did not wake up on our own. You woke us up this morning. And Lord, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We magnify your name. We thank you, Lord, that you kept watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, you kept watch. You sent your angels for watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, that when the enemy came against us like a flood, you raised up a standard, oh God. Oh God, you hide us in your secret place, oh God. Oh Father God, we thank you for your grace and mercy. And regardless of whatever we do, you are always with us, oh God. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that we can repent and you will forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Oh, God, we thank you most importantly this morning. Hallelujah for the Comforter. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You said, I will not leave you comfortless. Oh, thank you for not leaving us comfortless. Thank you that we have the Holy Spirit who is leading, who is guiding us into all truth. The Holy Spirit who teaches us. The Holy Spirit, without the Holy Spirit, we will not make it. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We say good morning to you, Spirit of the living God. Holy Ghost, we say good morning. Holy Spirit, we ask you to take preeminence in this service this morning. In the name of Jesus, take preeminence in our hearts. Holy Ghost, take preeminence, Holy Spirit. We love you, we love you, we love you, Spirit of the living God. Spirit, we need you. Holy Spirit, we worship you. Oh, Spirit of the living God. Take preeminence over the atmosphere in this service, on the prayer line. Take preeminence over the atmosphere, oh God. Holy Ghost, on the radio. atmosphere, Holy Spirit. Breathe in this atmosphere, Holy Ghost. Breathe in our personal atmosphere. Breathe in our homes, wherever we are. Oh, Holy Ghost, breathe in our homes. Move in every area of our homes. Breathe, Holy Spirit. Breathe upon us, Holy Ghost. Breathe upon us, oh, Holy Spirit. Breathe upon me, Holy Ghost. Breathe upon me. Breathe upon my environment. Breathe, Holy Spirit, upon my children and grandchildren and their environment. Holy Spirit, breath of God, breathe. Breathe upon this service. Breathe, Holy Spirit, upon us in the name of Jesus, the living God. Breathe and fill us up to an overflow. Fill us up. Breathe in us. Fill us up, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Fill us up, Holy Spirit. Take everything in us that is not of God. Everything uproot, everything in us that is not of God. Fill us up. Breathe in us and fill us up. Let the mind of Christ be in us. Let us walk by your Spirit, Holy Spirit. We are totally and completely dependent on you. We love you, Spirit of the living God. We need you, Holy Spirit. We worship you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, our senior, our partner, senior partner, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for leading us to Jesus Christ. You, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, move upon this service. Move upon our lives. Let your holy light shine. Let there be light, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Spirit of the living God, move upon us in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, move upon us in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move upon us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the Spirit of the living God. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. Lord, we ask you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry to you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us. Be merciful, O God. Father God, we repent of every sin we have committed in thought, in words, in deeds, O God. And we ask you for your mercy that's new every morning, O God. Oh, Father God, have mercy, forgive us, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Restore unto us the joy of your salvation, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. In the name of, have mercy upon our parents, O God, that are alive. Have mercy upon each and every one of us. Have mercy upon our household, O God. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus purify us, O God. Let the blood speak for us, O God. The blood of Jesus, O God. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. Their homes, their houses, wherever they are, in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses in the blood of Jesus. Husband and wives, in the blood of Jesus. We soak grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Lord, let the blood speak. Have mercy, O God. Let your blood speak for us. Wash us, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, O God. The blood of Jesus, let it flow, O God. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus for the work of our hands. The blood of Jesus to bring increase in our lives. O God, the blood of Jesus to heal us of every sickness and disease. The blood of Jesus to restore our relationship with the Father. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Father God, fill every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies with the blood of Jesus. We soak their service in the blood of Jesus. We soak the prayer line in the blood of Jesus, the radio, block talk in the blood of Jesus. Father God, everything that we eat, everything that we touch, everything that we put here, we soak with the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Teach us, Almighty God, to walk by your Spirit. Teach us how to do your will. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. Father God, we are weak, but you are strong. So, Father, we are dependent upon you for everything. You are our everything. Hallelujah. Without you, we cannot do anything. So we need you every second, every minute, every hour. We need you. Father, we need you. We need you. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put this armor on each and every one of us. We put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, our great-grand, our nieces, nephews, the armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We come fitly dressed in the armor, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We ask you, Almighty God, to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us. We ask you, Almighty God, to be a wall of fire around our children, grandchildren, great-grand, O God, and the glory within them. Be a wall of fire around our spouses, O God, and the glory within them in the name of Jesus. O Father God, send your holy angels, O God. Holy angels that are assigned to this prayer service, holy angels that are assigned to our lives individually, O God, to be with us, guiding and protecting us and doing your biddings in our lives. Let your perfect will be done in our lives, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray this morning for fresh oil, fresh anointing, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, that you pour your oil upon each and every one of us, O God. The oil from heaven, the oil from your throne room, O God. Pour it on each and every one of us, O God. Sanctify us in your word. Your word is the truth, O God. In the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. Hallelujah. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be in thy sight. O Lord, you are our strength and you are our redeemer. And so, Lord, we want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his name. Yesterday, I spoke to you about, hallelujah, Father, as I bring this word, let it not be, let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Let me speak in the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit, not in human wisdom, but in the wisdom that comes from God. Oh, Father God, give us revelation with understanding. And Lord, as we hear this word, let us apply this word in our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you for your word going forth this morning as a two-edged sword, O God. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for divine impartation. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for turning the Logos word to a Rhema word. In Jesus' name, amen. Yesterday we talked about, spoke about if Jesus, if you had not met Jesus and you had not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and your personal Savior, if you had not met him and you met this man, he's Jesus, but you do not know he's Jesus. You haven't met him because he comes in different forms, ordinary. You know, he comes ordinarily and you meet this man and how would you introduce yourself to him? We talk about that. And how would your family or friends or colleagues introduce you to this man? We talk about it. We spoke about the tongue, the taming of the tongue, what the tongue will do, how we need to be very careful with what we say and what we speak. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us, and I'm going to find that scripture because a lot of people take this thing for granted. And every idle word will be judged. Hallelujah. Every idle word we speak. Let me find it for you so you can say, Apostle Marco, may look at Matthew 12:36. Matthew 12:36. And hear what Jesus is speaking in Matthew 12:36. Every idle word will be judged by every idle word we speak. Every empty word, every word, he tells us, read it. I tell you on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. Every one of us will give account. That's why you got to be careful with the words that come from your mouth. Hallelujah. We will give account. And you can't tell God, I was just joking. I didn't mean it that way. Because he knows our hearts. You can tell man, I didn't mean it that way. And we cannot tell God. We don't mean it because he knows our intention and he knows our heart. That's what you words for granted. Every word that comes out of our mouths, we will give account. We will give account for every word that comes out of our mouths. We'll give account. These things are so important. It's not to break fear, but God is holding us accountable. He's holding us accountable for these words that we speak. Hallelujah. Even right now, as I'm ministering to you, the angel is writing every word that I'm saying. He is writing it. If I'm on the telephone talking to anybody, everything is being written. If I have even negative thoughts, even if I have not spoken it, it's being written. And we will give account of those things. Do not play with God. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. We must not play with him. He's a loving God. He's a merciful God. He's a forgiving God. But he will hold us accountable because he will say, you should have known better. You should have known better. He will say, Apostle, you preach this. Why you didn't practice? Why you preach? You preach this, and he will give the date, the time. So he will ask that question. He will ask that for every one of us. So every time he starts doing negativity, saying negative things, being evil, negative words, negative that you should know it's being recorded. And do not say, oh, I will ask God for mercy. I ask God for mercy. You cannot say, God, must you continue in sin for grace to abound? No. Read it in Romans. Must you be killed? We cannot, I will just do this, then I will ask God for forgiveness. So we will just continue doing what we want to do just, okay, I will sin and I will come back to God. Don't play with God. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Hallelujah. That's why we have to be, we have everything we do, we got to be accountable for what we do, accountable for what we say, accountable. That's why I don't know why people even worry about what this pastor is doing and what that pastor is doing, because when judgment begins in the house of the Lord, and let me tell you, God will hold pastors, apostles, teachers who are more accountable than if the congregants go, we should have known better. We should have known better. And as you see, one of the things I love about God, he gives us chance. He gave us chance. He comes and he warns us. He warns us. He warns us. He let us know. It might not come to the word. It might come to a pastor preaching some pastor that don't even know you. Or it could come through other ways. But he does. He gives us chance and chance and chance and chance and chance and chance to repent. Hallelujah. Remember that. Matthew 12, 36. Be careful. Hallelujah. We all must be careful of what we speak, the words that we speak, the conversations that we keep. We must be careful. God will hold us accountable. So as we went through this yesterday, I was asking you, what would you tell Jesus? Take your time. Jesus did this, what I told you yesterday. It happened in the Bible. You remember the lady caught in the act of adultery. But Jesus said, let him without sin cast the first stone. And everybody start putting the stones down and leaving. The same measure we judge others is the same measure God will judge us. The same measure we are merciful to others is the same measure he will be merciful to us. The same measure we forgive, if you forgive others their trespasses, that God will forgive you your trespasses, he will forgive me my trespasses. But if I don't forgive others their trespasses, neither will the Lord forgive me my trespass. These are simple things that we take for granted, but these are things that can cause us, when we close our eyes and go home, we're not going home, we're going to hell. And that is eternity, to be in hell forever and ever, ever and ever, and being tortured. In the magazine, we have a story of a lady who God took to as a real testimony. Hell exists. Hell exists. People think they're going to have a party and people that, you know, hell exists. And it's forever. The thing about hell is forever. It's forever and ever and ever and ever. He tell you, who wants to spend eternity? The young people, if we have young people, who want to spend eternity in hell? Young people, adultery, fornication, doing all these things, and not repenting. Who are disrespecting their parents? Honor your father and mother. Your days shall be long. And disrespecting their grandparents. Disrespecting other people at school. What will happen to them? It will be accountable, because when you pass a certain age, you should know better. The young people do a whole bunch of stuff. They're very rude and disrespectful. They don't even know how to say, they don't even call elders, okay, Miss Marco, Miss or whatever. They call, if you notice, they call you by your name. They don't even put handle. Some people that you get born. They don't put hello in your name. They see the old people standing, and they keep sitting down. No respect. And God will hold them accountable too, because they should know better. That's why we have to be careful not to condone our children to certain things, whether they like it or not. Who condone them with those things? You correct your children and your grandchildren. We have the responsibility to correct them. Hallelujah. That's why we got to look out for the young generation, the younger generation. Hallelujah. So what I'm saying to you, all these things, everything we do, everything we say, our thoughts will be, will give account to God for all these things. And you don't want to go to hell forever. Ever. I remember the elderly lady was passing away, and she was on hospice and dying, and she was at odds with her some family members and her friends, and she was on hospice, and I was caring for this lady. And I told her, I said, you need to forgive. Forgive your brothers and your sisters. Forgive that friend that hurt you. I said, it's almost time for you to go. You need to forgive. I said, are you going to let people that hurt you in life decide your destiny? If you don't forgive them, you will not be forgiven, and the doctor has said you only got for a week to live. You need to make amends. I said, you will live for 80 years. 80 years. Been in the church since you were 15, since you were a child. And then you will wait when it's almost time for you to leave this world. All the years you spent in church doing this, doing that, go in vain because of unforgiveness. Not speaking to this person. I told the lady, do not let that control you, control your destiny. Make amends. Even if it's hard, pray. Ask God to give you that zeal, that heart to forgive that person and to let go. Of course, after much talking and praying, before she left, she forgave. She even talked to the people. She got her soul right. And she left this world. Hallelujah. And I'm sure that she's resting with Jesus Christ. So what I'm saying to you, all these are they're simple things, but it means a lot to God. It means a lot to God. That's why we pray every day, creating me a clean heart. And that's what it means to create in us, because he letting us see who we are. And the Holy Spirit will help us to correct all these things in our lives. Will it happen overnight? No, it takes time. But at least when you admit to yourself, admit to God, I've done these things, I have said these things, I have these that, and you confess your sins to God, he will forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. And you ask the Holy Spirit, when there are things in my life, it's so difficult for me. Sometimes, we get hurt. What I do, I get on my knees and say, Holy Spirit, I need you to help me. I cannot make it. This is so painful. I need you. Holy Spirit, this person betrayed me. This person said, Holy Spirit, I need you. And this is how you pray. I need you, Holy Spirit. Help me to love. Help me to forgive. Help me, Holy Spirit, move upon this heart of stone and give me a heart of flesh, Holy Spirit. And when you begin to pray and you earnestly want to be changed, he begins working in our heart. It's never too late. Once you're breathing, you can ask for mercy. Once you're breathing. So this morning, when you have time, read The Woman at the Well. Jesus was there at a point. He went there. He went there. Did he go there and tell the woman that he was Jesus Christ? No, he went there simply. Just like I told you, if Jesus just come in an ordinary form to you, Jesus might come in the come and you go to the bus. That person said to the bus stop, I see Jesus. As you go to his place, he comes in different ways. What will you tell him about yourself? Or what will he tell you about you, like the woman at the well? Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. We give you all glory. We give you all honor. We magnify your name. Oh God, I pray that each and every one of us, including myself, will not take this word for granted, that we'll receive what you spoke to us this morning and depend on the Holy Spirit to help us, that we can walk by your Spirit and not by flesh. So, Lord, we surrender everything to you. Let the Holy Spirit move upon every area of our lives and let there be light. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. Forever and ever, in Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. This morning, please read John chapter 4. Let it be a scripture that you read so you can receive that in your spirit. We love you. God bless you. Each and every one of you, be blessed. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name.
Your grace. I'm